So within these interviews that I asked, I interviewed Chanta Yun, which is my brother, and I interviewed Sarai Chun about their educational life and what boundaries did they use, did they cross, and what struggles they did throughout this. Enjoy. All right, so sitting here with a Mr. Chanta Yun, which is my brother, I'm gonna ask you about your schooling life and in math specifically. Like, why did you choose to avoid math, and why was there like basically a mental boundary being crossed?
Math to me was hieroglyphics. I grew up with the fear of numbers. Let loose, I wasn't good with letters in general. I had to go to ESOL, but long story short, parents taught me addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. But after seeing all of the other things, like, algebra and everything like that, I asked myself, when are we gonna ever use that in life? And growing up, I never understood it. At the same time, I see kids with better grades in math. It just made me not want to try because I guess, it was just too much of a learning curve for me. I just couldn't get it. But as far as a mental boundary, as I grew older, I realized that it becomes very important as far as like percentages and everything like that. And I guess that's the way the economy is. But I just did everything I can to avoid it. Even in college, I actually did whatever I can to avoid it. But now, being that I'm out there, working in retail and also like in a shop, there's a lot of math involved, like, measurements. We just got to keep it real simple. That's it.
All
Sorry,
right,
get out.
thank you for your time. Alright, so this is Sarai Chun. This is my cousin, and
Ball.
I would like to ask you, in your previous high school life, like, which subjects did you find rather menacing or like standing against you throughout the whole time? And how would you like in your thought, do you think that you cross like a educational and mental boundary?
That's a good question. That is a good question. All right. First, I'm gonna start with math. My freshman year, I was sort of nervous at the time, but soon later, I realized at least about 85% I've graduated from middle school with have all attended there. And from that point on, I wasn't really that nervous because I already have some connections with other people. But in math, I had a strategic math, which is computer math. It was challenging at some parts, but I really enjoyed having that class. The teacher was a hypocrite, but at the same time, he was cool. And at this one time, apparently, my classmates had my book, teared up papers, and balled it up and threw it at the teacher, and I got in trouble for it because my name was on it. But I had no evidence that I didn't do it, so I had to apologize.
So you were like framed for it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But after that, the whole school year for math was, it was all right, besides that problem I had. And I got stuck on some math questions here and there. But that's what the teacher is for, to help you with. And sometimes I can solve the problems by myself, but it will take at least maybe extra week or so. And from that point on, I got a B in that class, so I was happy with what I got. I showed effort in everything. Moving on to my science class. Was it chemistry? No, physics. Yeah, physics. It was wild, but at the same time, the teacher were falling off topic. Because this one time we were just doing work. And this other time, he took a break from that work, from that topic, I can't remember what was the topic. But that topic was about stars. I really don't remember much about stars. Yeah. But he took a break from that topic and showed us a video where George W. Bush blew up, the government blew up the dam in, what was that place? That caused Hurricane Katrina. Was it New Zealand? No. No, it wasn't Louisiana. I don't remember. Oh.
I have one question. You said, like, problem in math resulted from that one problem about the book with your name on it.
Yeah.
So, like, how would you think that really started off, like, major problems in your math class?
How it started?
Yeah. Like, what do you think?
But because of that problem, that problem I had, I lost my focus in that class. I started to fall apart because at the same time, I shouldn't be apologizing. I didn't do it. It's not my fault. But I still didn't have any proof. So I sucked it up like a man and apologized to the teacher. And then, oh yeah, I forgot. I remember. This one problem I also had with this teacher. Back then, I used to have this crazy ass, nappy ass afro. And me and my friends were just joking around. And the teacher, that math teacher, he's never in class on time.
Yeah.
So we were just joking around. And since with my afro nappy hair, we thought we can play, well, you know, ran my head to the door a little. But apparently, my hair broke the window. I tried to run. I stayed quiet about it. But they caught me on camera, and I was like, oh, man. And I told the teacher, seriously, straight up, whiff up in front of his face and the principal's face. I'll take the responsibility, and I'll blame myself for the window part, but not the paper ball. I'm not that kid that balls up paper. Yeah. So, they forgave me. And my freshman year, I was really wild. I basically didn't do work, especially my English class. I did nothing but talk with my friends. And that's all. I never threw a paper ball or anything. Sure, I pay attention to the teacher and wrote down notes, but I sometimes just never get the work done.
So
it's incomplete.
Would you say, like, you said that you were floating around garbage, like, just going crazy, like, would you say that, like, you after that one paper throwing problem, you just lost focus, maybe?
No, it's from that point on. I guess you can say I grew closer to the bad kids who
starts trouble.
Yeah, start trouble left and right, and there's always right with them. But I try my best to not to stay close with them. But if they're in need of help, I would join in with them. But no, at first. First couple weeks in high school, freshman year, I was a quiet kid. It all started because I had this friend who was also Cambodian in my math class. But we grew closer, and me and Jimmy became best friends. But there was a lot of Jimmys in our school. We've had at least 35 Jimmys in freshman year, but as the time passed by, the lesser Jimmy's gone to different schools. After that, during my middle high school year and freshman year, that's when I started to go wild because me and my friends, we were just being stupid. Yeah, oh, literally stupid.
These events that you just said, that took place in your high school life, some of them had an influence on you, and some of them had influence on your, math curriculum type of thing.
Right.
Is there any other subjects that possibly could have been affected or, just went against the boundary of, education in your, thought?
English.
Can you explain about that?
My academic were going up slowly in my next year, sophomore.
Okay.
Yeah. After that, I mean, I had a teacher, English teacher, were all right. She was fine. But I used to get in trouble by sleeping in her class.
How did you fall asleep in English? Was it just material?
It was her teaching. It was pretty much boring, you know?
Okay.
I wasn't the only one. My whole classmates felt the same. After that, after we told her about how her teaching was, it was boring and all, but she tried something different and tried to make the class more fun, and she did. We were getting there. I was having fun in class, so I started to pay attention more in class, and because of her, my academics picked up slowly. Yep.
So, after just analyzing what you told us, you had a lot of events that happened here, freshman year and sophomore year, that seems like they greatly affected you greatly, and some of the subjects that you were in, and that you had through all this, you crossed a not just an educational or mental boundary, but maybe it's a social. Social and a perseverance type ish.
Yes.
And basically you push yourself to have fun, and try to maintain a good high school life. So,
in conclusion to both the interviews, just shows that people of all age had an educational type boundary that they crossed. And I would like to thank you for listening.